Going back to the initial treatment for this patient and really kind of looking in general at the sequence that she received, first of all, you mentioned the fact that this patient actually was given bevacizumab as maintenance up front. How do you approach that decision? And when you do it, do you generally do it with the chemo and then maintenance? And is the maintenance for a defined period of time?
So I do utilize that strategy. In general, I actually prefer to use dose-dense weekly paclitaxel in my metastatic ovarian cancer patients. That obviously was demonstrated to have equivalent efficacy in a more recent GOG trial to Q3-week carboplatin paclitaxel bevacizumab. So using carboplatin plus dose-dense weekly paclitaxel without bevacizumab in the upfront setting. So that's my personal preference. And then it's an interesting extrapolation, but I am, in fact, extrapolating from the ICON 7 data. And also, even if you look back at the GOG 218 data, the use of bevacizumab in maintenance did have an improvement in progression-free survival. The ICON 7 data is even more convincing, and that's why they got the European label. But I think that for patients who have high-risk disease, so those who had neoadjuvant chemotherapy and high burden of disease, patients who had a debulking that was not optimal, patients who had high volume ascites or some sort of disease within their chest, I think these patients are at higher risk to have a recurrence, and they are the patients who benefited with bevacizumab maintenance. So those are the patients that I consider for bevacizumab maintenance.